This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Guilt has more to do with how you feel than you'd think it does. Guilt may have more to do with your health than you think it does. What I want to do is just look at some of the figurative expressions that David used. And remember, David didn't have a medical background at all, even in that day. He'd never been to a cardiologist when he talks about his heart. He'd never been to a sleep study when he talks about not being able to sleep. He didn't have available to him what you and I have available to us today. But see if you can put this together, what he was going through. In verse 3, "For my days vanish like smoke. My bones burn like glowing embers." I disagree with most of the commentaries that I read on this verse that says the phrase smoke has to do with the vanishing nature of life. And that could very well be it. But you know what I thought of when I read that? My days vanish like smoke. Have you ever described your life in this way? I feel like I'm walking in a fog. You ever felt that? Sure you have. All of us have. And I wonder, in my own mind, in my own interpretation of this, was David talking about being in the days that sometimes we're in when there's a crisis emotionally in your marriage, there's a crisis in the family, and you feel like you're just walking in a fog. It doesn't feel real. There's something surreal about the moment. Maybe that's what he was describing. And when he says, "My bones burn like glowing embers," I think he was talking about arthritic pain. Ironically, after the first service, a woman said when her arthritis gets so bad in her hands, she said, "I can't even touch my hands because of the pain, the exterior pain on her skin." And there is tremendous pain that she feels and experiences with her arthritis. When he says, "My heart is blighted," verse 4, "and withered like grass, I forget to eat my food." He had no inclination about what his physical condition of his heart. He used agricultural terms. That's what he used. "My heart is blighted and withered like grass. I forget to eat my food." I've been with families at hospitals where there's a crisis with a family, and one of the family members will be sick, and I'll ask somebody, "Have you had lunch? Have you eaten?" They said, "No, I can't eat. I can't even think about food. I'm so focused on my dad, I'm so focused on mom, I'm so focused on our son or daughter, I'm not even thinking about food." Now I had some fun with verse 5, and I just say this for fun. "Because of my loud groaning, I am reduced to skin and bones." Some of you need to groan more. Some of you will get it later. "Because of my loud groaning, I am reduced to skin and bones." When he said, "I am like a desert owl, like an owl among the ruins, and I'm like a lone bird on a roof," he's talking about the loneliness of guilt. You know, some of the loneliest moments in a man's life is when he's waking in the middle of the night with guilt. It's lonely. Some of the loneliest moments in a woman's life when she wakes up at 4 a.m. and she's thinking about something that's happened. That is called the loneliness of guilt. And that's physiologically what David was experiencing. I lie awake. He can't sleep. What did he mean when he said, "I eat ashes as my food and mingle my drink with tears"? I didn't understand it until I read one of the commentaries. He literally was eating ashes. For you see, he would have taken ashes like out of a fireplace. And one of the things you did of repentance, you would take ashes and you would literally put them on your head. I mean, we can't imagine that today, to show humiliation, humbling yourself before the Lord. And so those ashes would literally fall in his food. He was eating ashes, figuratively and literally, as he ate, and his tears filled his glass. And he attributes it in verse 10 to God's wrath.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.